Danaz Coachbuilder writes, I have treasured each poem in Charles Portolano's new collection of poetry, Wild with Life, Love and Reverence for Nature, and Those You Love imbues each page. Relationships between animals, between man and animals and birds, between humankind and the plants we touch, smell, taste, shelter under, respect. There is a sense of almost holiness that they were here before us and will remain long after, that we are but ephemeral visitors in their world. Our power can be used to preserve nature or destroy it. The poems enlighten, entertain, instruct. They help us understand the world around us in the best of ways. Throughout the stories he tells, for did we not learn of the world through the stories we heard and then read when we were children? There is a feeling that cannot be described when we carefully and cautiously rescue a spider, a lizard, a bird that has accidentally entered our home, which we release back into their natural habitat. It is as if something has blessed us. A collection of Mother Earth poetry by Charles Portolano, editor of the Avocet, a journal of nature poetry. See Portolano at hotmail.com. See Portolano at hotmail.com. Wild with Life, just $15, which includes postage for 90 pages of pure love for our Mother Earth. Knowing I am wild with life but once on this gift we have been given, this precious gift that we have been given guardianship of, send checks to the Avocet, P.O. Box 19186, Fountain Hills, Arizona, 85269. These poems are written by a seasoned poet who has reached the pinnacle of his art with a recognizable and moving voice. Charles edits the highly successful nature journal, The Avocet, a must for nature-loving poets and writers. Christine Swansburg, poet laureate of Rockford, Illinois. In Wild with Life, Charles Portolano has deepened his engagement with the natural world he began so lovingly in his earlier works. It is a noble, ambitious, and moving work. Joel Savishinsky, Charles A. Dana, Professor Emeritus in the Social Sciences, Ithaca College, read by Marlene Massot.